The Center on Wisconsin Strategy is known by COWS for short. A new report from the center advocates for a minimum wage of $10.10 per hour. Laura Dresser is a COWS economist and an author of the report. She says 587,000 Wisconsin residents work for the current minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. She says a bump in the wage would pump $816 million into the state's economy by 2016.
87% of the workers who would be impacted that we estimate would be impacted are 20 years old or over. So mostly these are workers who are not in their teens, and 40% are working full time.
Dresser says most of those workers are women. Dresser was joined in a conference call for reporters by Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha. He commented on last week's state assembly vote that limits so-called living wage ordinances like those in the city of Milwaukee and Dane County. Wirch called the vote shameful and wrong.
I think a bunch of extremists are in control of the Republican Party, because in the past, we got moderate Republicans to support an increase in the minimum wage. Yet, in this legislature, we haven't even been able to get a public hearing, and it's late in the session.
The COWS report also says the state's minority population would benefit from a minimum wage increase. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.